Christmas is in a few days. It can be magical or awful. There are lots of expectations surrounding how the holidays should go. Joy, goodwill, close ties with family, happy children, good food, everyone together and healthy. If life has been hard, these feelings aren't easy to come by. Hearts are broken over children struggling with substance abuse, divorce, deaths of loved ones, illness, loneliness. Make the best of the holiday despite the losses you've endured. If you've got family coming, avoid strain by lowering your expectations of how much everyone is going to help. If your expectations are close to reality, you'll have a better day and so will they. The way it's gone in the past is a good predictor of how it will go this year. Try to change the pattern by talking with your mate, your kids, your guests about the chores you'd like them to do. Alcohol fuels family fights and may spark old arguments. Don't serve the hard stuff. Serve non-alcoholic drinks until the food is served. If it's generally awful with drinking in your tribe, you could declare an alcohol-free get-together. The pushback could be worth it. If you're recently divorced or widowed and don't have your kids this year, Christmas may be a lonely day. Take steps to ease your sadness. Try to get an invitation to someone's home. Get out of your house. Go to the movies. Take a walk. Reach out and help someone else. Invite friends over. Talk with people at a nursing home. Do a chore for a neighbor. Plan the day around entertaining your pet. What you should not do is sit and drink or watch TV all day because you'll slip into an even deeper hole. Whatever your circumstances, make the best of the day and pat yourself on the back for your resilience. Merry Christmas. From KUNR, this is Dr. Rebecca Jankovich.